This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. It is 6:20 here in Johannesburg. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Australia's treasurer, who is Jewish, depicted as Hitler in a graffiti. Why? Can't they just stop with this bad artwork?
It's a good question. So a federal election, national election is about to be called. It'll probably be in 6 weeks' time, May the 18th or so. And always in the run-up to the election, the week before it's called, the budget is announced. And the treasurer of this country, as you just said, Josh Frydenberg, strongly identified member of the Jewish community, he presented the budget, and so obviously he was all over the media because obviously that's a major issue. And the budget was an election budget talking about what the government will be doing should they win the re-election in 6 weeks' time. So there are posters of Josh, and Josh's background, by the way, parents, both Jewish, from Hungary, survived the Nazi occupation, you know, a strong Holocaust background, and Josh is strongly identifying as a member of the community. So obviously, with an election in the offing, there are posters of Josh all over the place, and four of them were graffitied with a Hitler moustache on them with devil's horns and very unsavory graffiti smeared across a number of them. So pretty appalling stuff, and as Josh said, you know, regardless of one's political persuasion, you know, any vandalism is unacceptable. So just pretty horrible stuff, and just targeting him very clearly because of his identity.
Has there been an increase in these type of incidents?
There definitely has, and it's coming to our attention in the workplace, on the university. Just today, I had a report of a session at one of our universities where the theme, the topic was communication and difference. And the lecturer in his wisdom sought to make the point of difference by a totally egregious attack on Israel. Now, if there was balance, if he also attacked Hamas, or you know, there was some semblance of a context or balance, then you can say, you know, okay, there was a balance, but zero, completely one-sided. And so I have now written to the head of that department at the university and to see what their response is. And in the workplace, universities, at schools, so the short answer is yes, there definitely has been an increase. And I've not seen in a long time such a flurry of incidents in such a short time. And from all directions, I have to say.
Absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling. And certainly I wouldn't have thought that it would come from an area like Australia where it is so supportive of Israel and of course the Jewish community. Jewish businessman is the wealthiest in Australia. Tell us about this.
So that's the flip side, if you wish. So the Australian, which is one of the national newspapers, has just published a very handsome glossy magazine which lists the 250 wealthiest people in the country. Number one is a man named Anthony Pratt, who needs to give the credit, first of all, to his late father, Richard Pratt, who came here escaping the Holocaust literally with nothing and built up a company called Visy, V-I-S-Y, which is, anyone who Googles it will see it's the world's largest cardboard manufacturer and recycling manufacturer. It's all over. I couldn't name which countries, but certainly in the United States and Europe and here in Australia. And Richard died about 5 years ago, so his son Anthony has taken over. And Anthony is a flamboyant character, as well as obviously being a good businessman. Like, he wears socks with pictures of himself on his socks.
Oh, my God, gosh. Wow.
He gambled. He bet $100,000 that Donald Trump would win the election. He's a close mate, apparently, of Donald Trump. Apparently, he was on one of Trump's yachts or super yachts, maxi yachts, whatever we call these things, in the run-up to the election. So a very colorful character, but nevertheless, the wealthiest guy in the country. And, by the way, in the top 10 wealthiest people, five of them are members of our community. So in terms of – and this is a community which is half a percent of the population. So it's a community which has, you know, done very well for itself in terms of making a contribution and getting involved in the corporate world.
Incredible. Tell us about Ben Gurion in Sydney.
So this is literally Ben Gurion in Sydney. I mean, clearly not David, but his grandson. So it's just a quick small story, but so his grandson, Alon Ben Gurion, I mean, who knew that he even had a grandson?
I had no idea. Didn't. Yeah.
But he was here this week as a guest of the JNF, which you obviously have over there as well. And he was the guest speaker. And so he just told a lot of anecdotes about his father. But just to have, you know, a Ben Gurion and the grandson, no less, here in Sydney, certainly was, quite something, just given, obviously, the yichus that goes with that name.
Absolutely fantastic. Time is 6:26. That is Vic Aladef. We chat to him, Vic Aladef in Australia. He is the CEO of the Board of Deputies.